Chapter 15, The Study of Physical Science. In the realm of physical science, the Bible is not the direct and full treatise that it is in the mental and moral sciences. Yet all that is said in the Bible, touching any of the physical sciences, is as certainly true as is what is therein said on any other subject. For instance, the Bible said that the atmosphere has weight, 3,000 years before Torricelli discovered and announced it to astonished because benighted Europe. The Bible said that one star differs from another in brightness and beauty, in glory, more than 1,700 years before astronomers discovered that it was actually a difference in glory instead of in distance. The Bible said that there is healing in the sun's rays 2,290 years before medical science made the discovery of it. These instances are sufficient for illustration, though many more might be cited. These statements of the Bible were all these ages true, scientifically true. If men had read the Bible with anointed eyes and enlightened minds and had believed simply what it said, they would have all these ages known these scientific truths. And the men who did believe these Bible statements 1,700 to 3,000 years ago knew these scientific truths as certainly as any scientist or anybody else has known them since their discovery. When the Bible is studied with enlightened and devout mind, it will very soon be discovered that there is far more therein said touching natural philosophy and physical science than is believed even by the vast majority of Christians. And in all these things, speaking the truth, in the perfection of knowledge, the Bible is thus the true guide in the study of physical science as well as in the study of the mental and moral sciences. The Bible is therefore altogether worthy to be the textbook in physical science as well as in every other line of study, and should be given that place in every Christian school. In this book, it would be too much to undertake extensively to trace each phase of physical science as touched in the Bible. All that can be here attempted is merely a brief running sketch, illustrative of how and how trustworthily the Bible can be used as at least the test book in the realm of physical science in Christian schools. The Bible is the true and perfectly reliable basis of the study of physical science, because it is the true and perfectly reliable record of creation. And creation, not evolution, is the origin of all things. Creation by the Word of God being the origin of all physical, as of all spiritual existences under God. Revelation by the Word of God is the true and reliable source of all instruction, in physical as well as in spiritual science, as already indicated. True knowledge and understanding of the physical creation are acquired by precisely the same means as our knowledge and understanding of the spiritual creation. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Much has in recent years been made of natural law in the spiritual world. That is well, but far more needed than is that, and far more profitable, to be made far more of, is the reverent recognition and devout study of spiritual law in the natural world. Faith is the way to knowledge and understanding in the physical as in the spiritual world, for all worlds are of God, by the Word of God, as is faith also of God, by the Word of God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Psalm chapter 33, verses 6 and 9, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, and Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Many, even of professed Christians, are quite incredulous of the proposition that for Christians, the Bible must be the basis of all true education and the textbook in every line of study. They cannot see how this can be so, because they do not believe it, and then will not believe it, because they cannot see it. But the only real ground of this incredulity is the exceedingly small place that the Bible occupies in their lives. That place is so very small, so utterly narrow and confined, that in their estimation, to undertake to make the Bible the basis of all education and the textbook in every line of study is equivalent to teaching practically nothing at all. It is therefore literally the truth that the attitude which each one occupies toward this proposition publishes the measure that the Bible occupies in that person's life. However, there is a very common mistake that is made with respect to the use of the Bible as the textbook in all studies. With many, the idea obtains that this means that the Bible must be the only study book, the only book used in school. Even if this were so, used by those who know the Bible, it would be far better than is now done in popular education. But that is not by any means what is meant. There is a very material difference between a textbook and a study book. This mistake or thinking that the Bible as the textbook means the Bible as the only study book came about by the fact that in the schools of the day, all study books are called textbooks. To the teachers, these books are supposed to be textbooks, while to the students they are expected to be study books. But instead of the study books of the students being textbooks to the teacher, 9 times out of 10 the textbooks are study books to the teachers. And the teachers do not get out of the textbooks, and the students hardly ever get into the study book. The Bible is a book of principles that are the sure guide in the right way in everything that pertains to the life. The Bible as the textbook, therefore, is not the Bible merely as a storehouse of worthy sentiments, sayings, or mottos, from which can be selected a sentence or a verse as the basis of a lecture or the suggestion of a disquisition. The Bible as the textbook is the Bible, as the book of divine principles, which are the life and guide of study, the light to lighten the path of the student, that the truth and only the truth in philosophy and science shall be known. The use of the Bible as the textbook of all study is to know in the Bible the principle, to plant yourself upon that principle as your firm basis and sure guide, and then from this basis, and in the light of this principle, use all the realm of nature, revelation, and human experience as the study book.